By day, Arlene Delgado is an ad designer, web design, branding, and logos. But by night, she's an ad buster.
So here it is. It's been a little worn by the elements.
Delgado runs her hand across a 3-foot-tall poster pasted on a concrete building in Wynwood. It looks beautiful, a little like an old black-and-white concert poster, just words written cleanly in a couple of interesting fonts.
Judge fairly, speak truth, and never waver from your standards.
The words are inspired by a tarot card, and this poster is one of 50 pieces of flower bombing around Miami-Dade County. There are no flowers and there are no bombs, just posters and stickers. The project is Delgado's brainchild and actually was her senior thesis from advertising school. She grew up in Miami where ads seem to be everywhere. On billboards and banners and murals, buildings, bus stops, and metro movers.
I thought it would be nice to have messages that weren't trying to sell you anything, that were just up to make people feel good, to empower people, and elevate the human spirit.
Delgado has already poured a couple $100s of her own money into the project. Artists wearing gas masks take her designs and paste the posters on buildings around Miami. There are images in Kendall, Wynwood, and South Miami. And there are some logistical issues. For one, the legality.
In this particular case, no matter how beautiful it is, no matter how great it looks, it would really depend on the owner of the property.
Major Delrish Moss is with the Miami Police Department. He says, if you get the go-ahead to paint or put a poster on someone's building, more power to you.
But basically, your right to be an artist stops when your canvas is owned by someone who doesn't want it.
That said, Moss admits it's pretty rare that graffiti artists or poster pasters get caught. Not that it seems to make a difference to Arlene Delgado one way or the other.
I mean, these posters are posted with environmentally friendly wheat paste, so they can be torn down. You know, eventually they're going to wear away. It's nothing permanent. It's nothing toxic to the environment. So I feel that if it is illegal, it shouldn't be, and I don't really care if it is. So
Delgado's already planning her next series of posters, famous quotes from famous people. Like everything else, Mark Twain seems to have written about flower bombing without even knowing it. Honor, he once wrote, is a harder master than the law. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.